AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He was pictured with his feet up on then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk on the day of the Capitol riot. Today, a jury unanimously convicted Richard Biggo Barnett of felony charges of civil disorder and obstruction of an official proceeding. Barnett claimed he was looking for a bathroom in the Capitol and unwittingly entered Pelosi's office. He'll be sentenced in May. A former high-ranking FBI counterintelligence official has been indicted on charges of helping a Russian oligarch in violation of U.S. sanctions.
Charles McGonigal, the former special agent in charge of the FBI's New York Counterintelligence Division, is accused in an indictment of working with a former Soviet diplomat turned Russian interpreter on behalf of Oleg Deripaska, a Russian billionaire energy magnate. McGonigal, who had supervised investigations of Russian oligarchs, including Deripaska, before retiring in 2018, allegedly worked to have Deripaska's sanctions lifted in 2019. McGonigal was separately charged in federal court in D.C. with concealing $225,000 in payments he received from an outside source with whom he traveled to Europe. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities are searching for a motive for the gunman who killed 10 people at a Los Angeles area ballroom dance club during Lunar New Year celebrations. Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark's daughter was arrested during a protest over the weekend on Boston Common and later charged with assault after a police officer was injured. A Native American tribe in South Dakota says several of its members died when storms last month buried their reservation in snow and left them stranded. Leaders of the Rosebud Sioux tribe said that the deaths could have been prevented had it not been for a series of systemic failures. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. Investors are convinced that the Federal Reserve is set to turn the screws up on the economy less aggressively. This is AP News. Some customers and experts say there's just too much pressure when it comes to tipping.
Tipping fatigue is swarming America as more businesses adopt digital payment methods.
Rather than leaving it to our own discretion, suddenly we are being prompted into what I call a guilt tip.
Etiquette expert Thomas Farley.
It's difficult when you're staring at an LCD screen with three giant percentages and then a red no tip at the bottom.
Of course, Vincent Rotolo, who owns a pizzeria in Las Vegas, likes the tipping option.
Whether it's on a printed bill or whether it's on a computer screen that you press, it's always gonna make it easier for a customer to want to leave a gratuity.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Purdue is back at number one in the AP Top 25 men's college basketball poll. Alabama is right behind the Boilermakers. Houston, Tennessee, and Kansas State round out the top five. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.